Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. We're going to talk about some of the fun things that happened in Augusta, Georgia. But Brian is in the flats right now. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you guys doing? Wonderful job, you guys.
What's good. Up, Brian? How
We're
are
trying,
you?
Brian. Thanks.
Good. No, you guys do it. Listen here, man. I called in the show with you guys a couple times. Here's what I'm going to say, man. I've seen this coming with this Cavs thing, and you guys talk about cheating the gods. They didn't cheat the gods or play with the gods. They cheated the game.
Yeah.
You don't cheat the game, man. Prime example. When Tim said what he said, I've been listening all day. I've been on this line holding for over hours so I could get this off. When Tim say Cleveland is what Cleveland is and we are what we are, that's a leader. New York does not care where they land. They didn't care. I mean, look, we're going for the best because we are winners, and this is what we're going to do. And the playoffs taught us this last year, which it didn't teach Cleveland anything. But they don't care if they get Philly. They don't care if they get Miami because the two leaders, the two cogs of that team are dogs, and they want it. They're not laying down for anybody. So I don't know this soft philosophy. I sat courtside yesterday. This soft philosophy, I had to sit there an hour after the game just to process this soft philosophy of GM, the coach. It permeates down to the players. And you had one player yesterday, Strus. Strus said, well, hey, man, you know, he was diplomatic about it. But see, Strus came from somewhere. Do you think Spo would have did something like this?
No.
No, man, no. Bro. Listen. I'll give you a golf thing, and this is what the problem you're going to have with Orlando. You drive for show, you putt for dough, which means the regular season, like I just heard Jared Allen, where we were getting back to, no, dude, you got to get a playoff mind. I don't care what you're getting back to. You get ready, you get a playoff mind. So this guy, Banchero, I think if I'm pronouncing his name right, he's listen here.
Ola Banchero.
The driving for show. Was in the season, he's ready to have the pundits, the pros, and everybody else talk about him like he didn't took that step. He got a taste of that playoffs, and he's going to be coming at you. Now the guy that's supposed to be our difference maker, we all have to admit, since the All-Star game, he ain't been right. So you might be looking at another early exit. And when we talk about the LeBron years, we did the same thing with LeBron, and we got bounced by Orlando that year that we won all those games. It wasn't until he came back the second time we had the mentality of, man, we don't care where we fall, and whoever we see, we see. So don't cheat the game. If you are who you say you are, then you don't duck nobody. You don't duck no wreck.
I agree with you. Yeah, you're 100% right. You don't. Good teams don't care who they're going to play.
Brian, thank you.
They just don't. He's right. Now, if you can manipulate it a little bit, or if you need to rest, I get it. I mean, how did you feel about the Browns at the end of the year right? They go into that game against the Bengals. They start someone who didn't even have a Browns jersey the week before. And I get it. We didn't want to get anybody hurt. But by the same token, you're coming in really flat into the playoffs. I mean, it's good to be in the position where you know you have a playoff spot going into that last week, but I don't know. He's right. A ball don't lie. Those little thoughts are true. He cheated. He's right. They cheated the game a little bit yesterday.
Roman is in Canton.
Hey, Roman.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Good.
Good. I couldn't agree more. I think you have to go into the playoffs with a we'll play anybody, anywhere, at any time mentality,
yep.
No matter who it is. And the fact that they just let it slide in order to get a quote-unquote more favorable matchup will be one of the last straws that broke the camel's back on JB. I think that is a terrible, terrible head coaching decision, and I think that's eventually going to be the reason why we probably lose this first round and he's out of there.
Roman, I don't think JB made that decision on his own. Do you, Andy? That seems like organizational thing.
Well, I do and I don't. Like, I don't think he made – I'm sure he did make it all by himself. But by the same token, he knows he's got to win this first-round series. So it didn't hurt him to feel like he had a favorable matchup. What happens if they win the first series and then just get absolutely blown out in the second? Again, this is a franchise that fired a coach who took the team to the NBA Finals the year and was in first place when they fired him.
Well, what are you looking for? Are you looking to win big or are you looking to win a series? You know what I mean? And that goes back to the mentality, it doesn't matter, you got to beat somebody. So, but if you're just looking to win a series, they put themselves in position. If you're looking to win the whole thing, you put yourself up against Boston in the second round if both teams are fortunate enough to get through.
Here's the other point, Roman, too. We're talking about it today. It's very much in front of our faces right now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And if they win, we're all going to go back and go, remember what they did the last game of the season. If they go in and lay an egg against Orlando, goodbye. They were a soft team, and they proved it the last day of the season, and you will remember it forever.
And I also don't think that it's one person's, like, decision.
Yeah.
This shouldn't have been a decision at all. There should have been no decision. You should have went out there and won the game because that's what you do. That's why you are there to play the game, to win. And I think it was, no matter whose decision it was, it should have never been made. And it kind of is a microcosm of what this team's about.
Roman, thank you very much. Appreciate it, buddy. Here you sit, though, Andy. And you have a team that clearly showed in the regular season they're really good. It's a really good team. And now it's a different season, and they have to prove it all over again with the nagging thought of losing to the Knicks in 5 last year, hanging over your head.
It haunted them all year.
Well, it did.
The fans don't, like, you just couldn't trust anything. You couldn't trust anything.
When things got good, everybody thought, okay, but can they win in the playoffs? That was kind of the thought process about since, February on? Pretty much, you know. I think everybody was kind of enamored, and rightfully so, with a really nice regular season. And then it's like, okay, but what can they do in the playoffs? Is that fair? I don't know if it's fair, but I think it is reality. And I think that's the way those things go, don't they? And that's what you're looking at right now.
We knew they'd never be as hot as they were. You went 18 of 20. Come on.
Yeah.
It's not that easy.
You had an 8-game and a 9-game winning streak in there. And you were really good. And now they have to figure out how to make this thing work in the playoffs. And you have to figure out how to be more efficient. You know, if you were up against the New York Knicks, that's a tough matchup for you. They already showed that, and, you know, more of a grizzled team. You want to throw out the Magic, you know, they're young and they don't have a whole lot of experience in the playoffs. Okay, you can do that. You can also throw out fact, boy, are they young and talented. They have some good young players, and you might not know a whole lot about Jamal Mosley. Jamal was an assistant here with the Cavaliers, and Jamal, a terrific young coach. I think he's really good, and he'll have him ready to go. You can be sure of that. There's no question about that.
Yeah, they're not here for the tryouts. They're here to be in the playoffs, and they made it without having to go to the play-in tournament. So they should be a challenge for this team. Everybody, you're a playoff team now. Nobody should be easy. There should never be a sweep, I would think, in the playoffs, unless you're, you know, and I don't know. That's just the way I look at it from afar.
Well, this Eastern Conference is really competitive.
Yes. I mean, think about how many spots were up on the final day of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, we were looking at all the way from 2 through the end. We knew who the teams would be, but we didn't know the positioning until yesterday. I'm looking forward to the playoffs. Let's see what they do. If Donovan's hurt, we're in trouble. I mean, I don't know if we get by Orlando if he can't play the way he's supposed to.
Donovan Mitchell in his career has been in 8 playoff series. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
2-6.
Okay, well, let's go 3-7.
He's won 2 playoff series. And I wonder, I have a hard time blaming star players, if you want to know the truth. What I have a harder time, an easier time, I guess, doing is talking about coaching and surrounding talent. And I think it's clear. For the Cavs to advance, Donovan has to be the Donovan that he was when Darius was out, while Darius is here. That's a balance. You know what I mean?
Have they been working on this behind the scenes we don't know anything about it?
I thought Donovan was so good while Darius was out. They put the ball in his hands and asked him to win games. And Andy, that stretch you talked about where they won 17 of 18 games, that's when it was. I mean, that was a huge part of it. And we'll see. I don't want the Cavs to give the ball to Donovan and just say, here, go score. You have Evan Mobley. You have Jared Allen. You have other people who can score. You have Darius. You brought in Max Strus to knock down shots, even though he had some trouble with that with Miami last year in the playoffs. We'll see if Max can pick that up a little bit. But I think Donovan needs to be exactly what it is he was during that stretch where he was facilitating. And even with Darius here, they've got to figure out how to make that work because that ball cannot get stuck in the playoffs. I just don't think that's the way to win. Chuck's in Shaker Heights. Chuck.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey, guys, I was just thinking, you know, about that when they was on that winning streak and they had, I think, Mobley and Garland was hurt. And I was just thinking, I don't know whether JB would do this, but, I mean, to bring Mobley and Garland off the bench.
Won't happen,
second
Chuck.
String,
it won't happen.
Yeah, I know. And that's when it was working, and I don't know. That's why I was always talking about trading Garland or something like that, because it's not working. And it's not going to work. So I'm like everybody else. We're just running the same thing play back, you know. So they'll be out in probably the first round.
Wow. Chuck, I don't know. We'll see. And, Chuck, thank you. I think there's a great opportunity for the Cavs to win this series. In fact, I would think they win the series. And then you go from there. But Orlando is not a pushover. A basketball friend of mine sent me a text this morning and said, if you had to pick an opponent for the Cavs in the first round of the playoffs, of everybody who's there, they got the right one.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I do too. That said, Orlando's a pretty good young team. Scottie Scheffler did it again, Andy.
He did.
We're going to talk a little Masters next on Baskin and Phelps. Don't forget Zach Harper, The Athletic, NBA, coming up at 1 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.